Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 5 of Marvel's Agent Carter, The Iron Curtain, written by Jose Molina and directed by Peter Leto. As soon as Agent Carter was announced, one of the things that excited me most about this show was the possibility of an appearance by the Howling Commandos. The group appears in Captain America: The First Avenger, but most of their exploits in that film are covered in montage, and they naturally play second fiddle to the likes of Cap, Peggy, Bucky, and the rest. But they're a group with potential for a lot of great stories, and bringing them back for Agent Carter seemed like a great way to do that. Alas, I found myself slightly disappointed by their appearance here, though I should stress, that's only a minor complaint in what is a strong episode overall. The thing is, outside of Neil McDonough as Dum Dum Dugan, who is great as always, none of the Howling Commandos in the episode are characters from the movie. This was likely a scheduling conflict. It would probably be difficult to get all of those actors together again, but it does mean that we're introduced to several new characters, and the show treats them as if we already kind of know who they are. But still, Neil McDonough is the star of this particular group, and he's a lot of fun to watch in any case. The episode details Peggy enlisting the Howling Commandos to help them infiltrate a Russian organization. Tagging along is Agent Thompson, who is not pleased Carter is coming on this mission. The scene early in the episode where Carter convinces Dooley to let her go is one of the episode's best, in which she leaves the room to place a quick phone call, then comes back to report the Howling Commandos are coming. Thompson, like most of the male characters on the show, has up to this point been kind of a jerk, but the Iron Curtain explores his past some more, having him tell a story about the war that adds some darkness to his character. The episode also explores Dottie and what officially appears to be the Black Widow program. The episode's opening scene is its best, detailing Dottie's life as a child in the program, showing her training, and then fighting and killing another child who just moments earlier she was being friends with. It's a chilling moment that is darker than most of what Marvel tends to put into its TV and films, so I'm eager to see what Dottie gets up to next. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to Peggy Carter Cast. I'm Mike Smith. If you listen to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Agent Carter and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, true believers.